One advantage of attending Stony Brook is that it is close to New York City. There are several ways to travel to New York City from our campus. If you don't want to worry about traffic on the road, you can take the train. But the price of the train ticket is $20, while a bus ticket is only $11. Yes, you can take the bus to New York City.
Then the price of a bus ticket is $15,
right? No, the price of the bus is $11. New York City has many restaurants and a huge variety of different types of food. Within a single block, you might find an Indian restaurant, a Middle Eastern restaurant, and a Japanese restaurant. Other restaurants serve Mexico food, Indonesia food, and of course American food. Chinatown is known for its wonderful Asian restaurant.
Thank you. So does New York City have Middle Eastern restaurants?
Yes, New York City has Middle Eastern restaurant.
And Chinatown is known for Middle Eastern food.
No, Chinatown is famous for Asian food. Manhattan has many parks where people like to walk, bike, and play ball. The largest park is Central Park, which stretches from the 5th Avenue to the 8th Avenue. The newest park is the Highline Park, which was built on a train line 30 feet above the street level. This park continues from almost 2 miles above 11th Avenue.
Above street level?
Can you repeat?
Is the Highline Park above street level?
Yes, it is above the street level.
Thank you. And the Highline Park is above 5th Avenue, right?
No, it is above 11th Avenue. There are many historical landmarks you can visit in New York City. The Brooklyn Bridge, which is one of the oldest bridges in the USA, connects Manhattan and Brooklyn. The Cloisters is another historical landmark you can visit. It is located in the North Manhattan and you can take a subway there. It's part of the Metropolitan Museum and has a beautiful garden too.
Right. So the Cloisters is part of the Metropolitan Museum, right?
No, it's part of the North Manhattan. It is in... Yes, it is. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Do you want to go over?
Yeah. Yes, it is. The part of the Metropolitan Museum of Art.
Thank you.
Sorry.
And the Cloisters is located in Southern Manhattan, right?
No, it is located in Northern Manhattan.
Thank you.
My mind doesn't work. The American continent is divided into two subcontinents. The continents of North America and South America are linked by the Panama Canal. The Rocky Mountains run along the western side of the North America, while the Andes runs along the west coast of South America. The highest peak in the American continent is located in the Andes.
Right. The American continent consists of North and South America, right?
Yes, it consists of North and South America.
And the Rocky Mountains are located in South America, right?
No, the Rocky Mountains located in North America.
Okay. Please read the sentence.
In order to make driving safer, there are many ways that road can help guide traffic. Depending on the color of the line in the center of the road, traffic can either go one way or two ways. One-way roads use white lines and two-way roads use yellow lines. A dotted line means that cars can cross into the other lane, while a solid line means that cars cannot cross into other lane.
A solid line means that cars cannot cross into the other lane, right?
Yes, the solid line means cars cannot cross into other lanes.
And two-way roads use white lines, right? Lines, right?
No, it uses yellow lines.
Please read the sentences.
Lifestyles in rural areas are different from those in urban areas. Rural areas often have fewer job opportunities and higher unemployment rates. People living in rural areas generally have less access to health care. Studies show that life expectancy is lower in rural areas than in urban areas.
Okay. Do people living in rural areas have less access to health care?
Yes, people live in rural areas have less access to health care.
And unemployment rates are higher in urban areas, right?
No, the employment rate in urban areas is higher than the rural, is lower than the rural areas.
Right. So my question was, unemployment rates are higher in urban areas, right?
No. It is lower. It has lower unemployment rates.
Right. So unemployment rates
in rural areas.
Okay.
Okay. No, the unemployment rates are higher in rural areas.